For a few days last week, the nation's eyes turned to Juneau, where the counting of write-in ballots in Alaska's U.S. Senate race attracted members of the national and even international press. They've all packed up and gone now, but for a time, the state capitol was swarming with more reporters than it's seen since maybe the heyday of Palin mania. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Tristan McAllister had perhaps the most unique perspective of any member of the national media covering the write-in count. He grew up in Juneau and returned to his hometown as a producer for NBC News.
It's been sort of a nice, I guess, home court advantage.
McAllister now lives in Portland, Oregon, and does freelance work for all the television networks. He was one of two producers and a cameraman NBC sent to Alaska along with correspondent Kristen Welker. He says they were in the state during the campaign, too, covering debates in Anchorage. He says Alaska's U.S. Senate race had a lot of subplots that national audiences found fascinating.
There's sort of these undertones here of Florida and other things that have been in the political past of the United States, the recent political past of the United States, that make it sort of relevant. And I think that's why we're here. I think that's why it really matters to a lot of people. And beyond that, it seems that it's democracy in action.
CNN, Fox, NPR, The Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times all had reporters in Juneau for the first 3 days of the write-in count. New York Times reporter William Yardley spent one afternoon trailing elections director Gail Finumiai for a feature story. Then there were Alaska-based reporters from the Associated Press, Anchorage Daily News, Alaska Dispatch, KTUU, and APRN. The media circus reached a new level of crazy Friday when Joe Miller advisor Floyd Brown held his second press conference in as many days. Brown alleged fraud and manipulation in the elections process, but the media were having none of it. Several reporters questioned his qualifications to speak on Alaska issues.
I think one guy said I was the one-day expert on Alaska. I've actually been here a lot. I'm only from Washington State, which is right around the corner.
Even Dan Springer, correspondent for conservative Fox News, brought up Brown's past attacks against Democrats Michael Dukakis and Bill Clinton and asked whether Brown was helping or hurting the Miller campaign. That led to this exchange.
It was 22 years ago, okay?
Can I finish my question?
Yeah, it was 22 years ago.
41 distanced himself from calling your tactics sleazy. The whole idea that Bill Clinton was behind the suicide of a woman. How do you respond to that and your presence here? You obviously are very careful to not say that you're speaking for the Miller campaign. So you must believe that your presence here carries some baggage.
I don't. Not at all.
Brown hasn't held a press conference since then. Not that there'd be many reporters for him to talk to. Most of the national media cleared out Friday night and Saturday, and even the Anchorage press was gone by Sunday. So it came as a surprise to nearly everyone at the count site when a crew from Al Jazeera English showed up. Correspondent Nick Spicer says they were in Anchorage filming What Else?, a feature on the Sarah Palin's Alaska TV show, and did a detour to cover the count.
We're interested in this story to see what kind of national significance it might have, whether the what appears to be the impending defeat of the Tea Party candidate and the candidate who was anointed by Sarah Palin represents anything on the national scale. Is there a sort of reasonableness, let's say, amongst or moderation amongst Alaskan Republicans that the rest of the United States will be slowly waking up to?
Spicer, who's based at Al Jazeera's Washington, D.C. bureau, says he's covered elections around the world, including the Middle East and Western Europe. He tried to put this one in perspective.
Elections can get very scary and very violent, and it's not happening here. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to see, and if you think this is messy, you know, you're fooling yourself. It's wonderful.
And maybe that's a perspective more Alaskans need to have. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.